You're listening to SBS News.
Santa Maria, Mãe de Deus, rogai por nós pecadores, agora e na hora de nossa morte. Amém.
Fans of soccer legend Pele have held a vigil to pray for him after he was moved to palliative care. The ceremony was held in front of the hospital where the Brazilian legend is receiving treatment for cancer in Sao Paulo. The 82-year-old three-time World Cup winner was admitted to the hospital on Tuesday to re-evaluate his cancer treatment, but was also diagnosed with a respiratory infection. Chemotherapy has now been suspended for the star, and he's now under palliative care, being treated only for symptoms such as pain and shortness of breath. Pele had a tumor removed from his colon in September 2021 and has since received hospital care regularly. Donning the colours of the Santos FC, where the soccer star played from 1956 to 1974, fans of all ages held hands and prayed in front of the Albert Einstein Hospital, where a banner of his image and candles were placed. Arlene Do Marques was one of them.
I have a great admiration for Pele, and I have followed his career since 1958. Then he became a wonderful idol. And now with this sadness that is approaching, I was thinking about how could I honor this person who gave me so much joy in football, and then I created this sign to immortalize the only irreplaceable king. Pele is eternal.
Único rei insubstituível. Pelé é eterno.
Chiro Santos is a Santos club supporter where the iconic striker used to play.
The expectation is that he will be fine. We know that it is a somewhat delicate situation, so the least that we can do as Santos supporters is to pay tribute to him so that he recovers and knows that we are here supporting him as he always did.
Soccer players like Kylian Mbappe and former stars like Rivaldo Ferreira have also posted messages of strength and prayers on social media. Portuguese defender Alex Telles says it's difficult to talk about the situation.
When it comes to our football king, it's hard to talk about him. He represents us everywhere in the world, on every occasion. I only ask God to bless him and that he remains strong enough to stay here with us, because we are going to give him a lot of joy. So our love goes out to him and his family, and everything will work out for the best.
Pele had posted on Instagram on Saturday evening to say he was feeling strong and with hope following online responses to his health status. And his medical staff confirms he is still undergoing treatment and remains stable. FIFA's Chief of Global Football Development, Arsene Wenger, says he is surprised at the news of the decline of Pele's health.
Pele was my idol when I was a child, and we are all, of course, getting the news that he's not very well. We wish him as well to recover quickly and hopefully. I spoke to his agent not long ago. He was not as pessimistic as the news we get at the moment, so I was a bit surprised and shocked that Pele is not well. He told me that he is to go back to hospital, but he's not in danger. And I hope he is right, because he sees him many times.
Brazilian fans in Qatar express worry about the news.
Well, as you said, it's not surprising, but it's really scary for us. He is our hero. He's like the king of football for us. And if we... I don't want to jinx it, but if we ever lose him, it's going to be very painful, especially during this time of World Cup, which is a lot of happiness and should be cheerful, so let's hope for the best.
With the World Cup ongoing, Pele, who is also a former Minister of Sports in Brazil, called on fans in his Twitter message to watch the Seleção, the Brazilian national team, play as they face South Korea in the last 16 in Doha. Omar Bello, SBS News.